in our virtual tour, we're dealing with the year 1883 next. 1883 takes us to the last of the churches of the Clonina group, namely Roskelton, which is near the road between Abbeyleaks and Mount Rath. I have paid many visits to Roskelton, but before I ever came to the diocese, I used to try to work out what the church you could see from the railway passing south of Port Laois was. I was in Cork at the time. I was going up and down on the railway line a great deal, and I could see this church tower to the east of the railway line. And sometimes you almost wonder about who worships in that place and what do they do, and you kind of almost find yourself praying for them. And so I find myself in due course discovering what the church actually was at Roskelton and meeting the people there. And I suppose it's a kind of parable that often we spend a great deal of our lives on a journey of searching to strive to answer particular questions that keep weighing on our minds. And I also gather that Roskelton will one day, let's hope not too soon, be, I believe, the burial place because of family connections of Senator David Norris, who apparently has already recorded the address to be given at his own funeral. So at least we know he won't be depending on anybody else to write it. Now, what I do want to mention about the year 1883, and you'd expect me to mention this one, is that in September of that year, there was the formal opening up in the northern part of Ireland of the Port Rush to Bush Mills electric railway. This was the second electric line in the world. You'd expect me, given my love of railways, to mention it, for Ireland was proving itself to be at the cutting edge of transport technology. And I mentioned in an earlier reflection the opening of the city trams in both Dublin and Belfast some years earlier. It's a pity, apart from the Dublin Dart, we haven't had more electric trains yet. They're undoubtedly greener, provided, of course, the electricity is well sourced, although we are now seeing really putting into practice the plans for the extension of the Dublin Dart service west towards Maynooth, north beyond Malahide towards Groda, and so on. But the main lines, including the one that passes near Roskelton, are some distance behind, although there is talk that we will also be pushing out the transport technology frontiers with hybrid trains that can be both diesel and electric as required. The problem in Ireland with railways and sourcing new technology to run on them is the gauge. We have 5'3" between the lines as opposed to the 4'8.5" that is the standard gauge in Britain, and in fact found its way to most of Europe as well. So when we are experimenting with new railway technology, we can't just go and buy trains from other countries off the peg. Everything has to be specially ordered and built for us. And that's why upping the number of vehicles we have in the rolling stock fleet takes a dreadfully long time. And people don't always grasp this when they're in overcrowded trains, though admittedly at the moment they're probably more likely to be in largely empty trains because of social distancing. There's always a difficulty, and it's a priority for government, in finding the right transport solutions for a modern age where environmental considerations are paramount, but also for a largely dispersed population with really only one truly large city, where heavy rail isn't really the answer and where people remain so wedded to their cars. But nevertheless, how today might we place ourselves anew, just as we did when the Port Rush Bush Mills Railway was opened in the 1880s, how might we place ourselves anew, even on our little island, at the cutting edge of greener transport technology? We've set ourselves big agendas with this, even in the life of the current government, and I'm sure, although I mean no ill of them, that we mustn't leave it to Ryanair and their carbon offsetting and their claims to be so low emissions. Let's all take to heart the moral as well as practical demands made on us by trying to achieve transport, environmental sensitivity and sustainability.